Hey, podcasters. Before I get to the episode, I want to take a moment to address the June 24th Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. This decision stripped away the legal right to have a safe and legal abortion. Restricting access to comprehensive reproductive care, including abortion, threatens the health and independence of all Americans. This decision could also lead to the loss of other rights. To learn more about what you can do to help, go to choice.crd.co. That's choice.crd.co. And I encourage you to speak up on your podcast as well. Take care and spread the word. Hello and welcome to another podcast, Pontifications, with me, Evo Terra. Today, the topic of conversation is all about the recent discovery that podcasting is now more popular than blogging. If you haven't seen it yet, check my Twitter stream. You can check my Facebook page. You can check other places. It's kind of all over the place. New announcement was made. Let's talk real briefly about what that means, and then we'll get into some specifics of how bloggers can make the transition. So the analysis was pretty simple, and you can do it yourself. If you've not been to Google Trends, that's Trends, trends.google.com, you can just do a search for multiple terms and compare their relative popularity on people who are searching for a certain thing. So if you type in podcasting and you type in blogging, you will see that the numbers start to diverge. We have finally reached the point to where more people are searching for terms related to podcasting than they are to blogging. So let's just consider it a fact that blogging is now less popular than podcasting, and then when people are searching for things, they're searching for more about podcasting than they are blogging. Awesome. Great. Wonderful. What do we do with that information? What do bloggers do with that information? Because I got to tell you, a lot of bloggers I know have tried their hand at podcasting and have not been satisfied with the results, nor have their audience for that matter. A lot of bloggers spend a lot of time learning the intricacies of blogging, learning what it means to be a quality blogger, how to give the audience what they need, how to give their advertisers and sponsors what they need. I have a real tough time making the transition to podcasting because it's very, very different medium. Even though we typically use similar tools, like you can use WordPress to run a podcast and a blog. You shouldn't do that specifically, but you can. They feel a lot the same, reverse chronological order. They're quite different. So if you're an existing blogger and you want to try your hand at podcasting, I've got a couple of ideas. Ways you might do it. I'll give you the easiest thing to do first. And that easy thing you can do is simply narrate your blog posts. I mean, honestly, you can do that. Get a quality microphone, please. Get a quality microphone and just narrate your blog post. Now, that'll do two things. Well, one, that'll show you that you might need to improve your writing a little bit. I know that when I read my words out loud, I tend to rewrite them several different times. But also, you're giving your audience exactly what they're used to seeing, now hearing from you all the time. And that is your words, but now brought to life with your voice. I can't tell you how many authors, not bloggers, I mean, but authors of fiction work specifically, how many of them have found great success and adoration from their audience when their audience can actually hear the voice of the author reading the words to them. It's a pretty magical thing to do. It's not easy, I'll tell you that. I mean, it's easy to narrate, sure. How hard can that be? So then I read those words. But it takes a little skill. It takes a lot of practice to learn how to read things effectively. But step one is, or not necessarily step one, but an easy way to get started is simply narrate your blog posts and then make them available via a podcast and various mechanisms. I'm not going to go into the intricacies of how that actually happens. That's one option. With one option, I want to give one pitfall, a pitfall that I see a lot of bloggers make when they decide to transition into podcasting. And that is that they decide to launch a brand new podcast that's only barely related to their blog. Only the most tenuous of connections to their blog. And I think that's a giant mistake. Like, let's say, for example, that you have a blog where you talk about cigars. you are one of the most popular cigar bloggers on the planet. And you get free samples, free sticks, you have a huge following, you get to go to conferences and attend, and all that stuff is great. But when you want to do a podcast, you say, well, I want to do a different podcast. Let's do something. I know, I'll do a podcast about the history of Cuba, because that has something to do with cigars. True, it does. But your blogging audience may not be into the history of Cuba as much as they are the cigars. They might not even be into the history of cigars as much as they are reading your words about cigars. Or maybe you're a travel podcaster and you're specializing in the luxury side. That's really where you want to draw your niche, right? But when you put together your podcast, you decide to have fun with your podcast, and you're goofy and you're weird and you talk about your daily travels and yada, 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 yada. That's not what an audience who you have already built up around luxury travel wants. So give them what they want, really. That's the idea. If you have developed a brand around your blog and you are known for a particular topic on that blog, that's what you should podcast about. In fact, I don't even think you should have a new podcast as much as you should make your content available in audio form. Again, it can start with something as simple as you narrating your blog post, but it can quickly transition into something that's supplemental. Again, let's pretend that you're a luxury travel blogger and you are writing a blog piece about some amazing five-star resort in Birmingham, Alabama. Great. You've written your blog post. You've done that. You know people are going to go there. Go ahead and interview people who were there. Go ahead and record some audio of you at the bar talking about how fantastic the drinks are, or doing an audio tour of the room of how wonderful and luxurious that is. That's all quality content that your people are used to reading about. Now transition to where you're actually letting them hear you talk about it. Stay on point. Whatever your blog is about, if it's successful, that is what you should podcast about. Maybe as simple as narrate your exact words, maybe augmentative in that you are adding to the content you're already writing on your blog. You're making an audio component. Maybe it's storytelling. There are lots of ways that you can leverage your existing blog. Now, final point, for those of you that do want to start a brand new podcast, maybe your blog is what it is, but you want to explore a new side of you. Fine. Please do that. But it's going to be difficult for you to leverage your existing blog traffic and get them to listen to your new podcast. I've seen it happen many, many times where a blog that gets 5,000 consistent readers can't get but maybe a single-digit percentage of those listening to their show on a regular basis. Just remember, that's actually going to be the case. So it might be beneficial for you in that model to switch and go and do something totally and completely brand new on your own. Yes, you should do that. The new podcast needs its own web presence, probably, which the good news is websites are easy and you don't need to build a full-on new blog and support it and all that stuff. No, you don't have to do all that. It's much easier to start a web presence with a podcast because many times your hosting company will help with that. And please leverage your existing assets, your existing digital assets, you personally, your personal assets, to let people know that you're listening. But I would caution against trying to blend your new unrelated podcast to your current popular, well-trafficked blog. Again, if they're unrelated, it's a challenge. You can certainly let people know about the blog. You can use that blog to promote the fact that you also have a podcast people should listen to. Yes, please do all of those things. But be careful trying to blend the two together. That's a little bit of a challenge. Blogging is less popular now than podcasting, so says Google Trends, and I'm sure that's a trend that will continue. We're up to over 2 million podcasts that Google has discovered. Wow, 2 million podcasts, which is a small number compared to the number of blogs that are out there. But there are a whole lot of them, and it's pretty amazing. So it's a great time to jump in. There are lots of new things happening in the podcast space. You think you've missed the boat, you haven't. You have not missed the boat. There is still plenty of time to get involved. And if you need help getting your podcast launched. Well, that's what I do. I'm Evo, and I launch podcasts, mostly for businesses and for professional service providers. But as long as you're making business with your podcast and the money's rolling in, maybe you can afford someone like me to help you along. Podcastlaunch.pro is where you can find more information about me. I'll be back tomorrow with another podcast pontification. I'll see you then. Cheers.
While Americans overwhelmingly support the right of an individual to make their own decisions about abortion, unfortunately, that right is no longer protected everywhere in the U.S. The Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade on June 24th. Abortion is a basic healthcare need for the millions of people who can become pregnant. Everyone should have the freedom to decide what's best for themselves and their families, including when it comes to ending a pregnancy. This decision has dire consequences for individual health and safety and could have harsh repercussions for other landmark decisions. Restricting access to comprehensive reproductive care, including abortion, threatens the health and independence of all Americans. Even if you live in a state where abortion rights are upheld, access to safe medical procedures shouldn't be determined by location, and it shouldn't be the privilege of a small few. You can help by donating to local abortion funds. To find out where to donate for each state, visit donationsforabortion.com. That's donations, the number 4, abortion.com. If you or someone you know needs help, or if you want to get more involved, here are 5 resources. 1, Shout Your Abortion is a campaign to normalize abortion. 2, Don't Ban Equality is a campaign for companies to take a stand against abortion restrictions. 3, Abortion.cafe has information about where to find clinics. 4, PlanCPills.org provides early at-home abortion pills that you can keep in your medicine cabinet. And 5, choice.crd.co has a collection of these resources and more. We encourage you to speak up. Take care and spread the word.